Hey, it's me. Yep. It is December the 13th, 2018. It's a Thursday evening, and it's pretty chilly out. You know, it's not quite winter yet, but it's definitely cold. The wind is blowing. I'm actually sitting here eating some ice cream, some peppermint ice cream with some chocolate syrup, and doing a little multitasking because, you know, I'm always trying to do more than I can do at the same time. But no, I am sitting here currently in front of the computer talking to, I guess, Anchor FM. You, yes, I'm talking to you, and hopefully you're listening. But I'm actually editing some videos right now for YouTube. And I am going through some of the, I guess, texts that I received. The audio, actually. It's like an audio book via MP3 that I got via email today. Modern technology, gotta love it. The MP3 is actually from the courthouse. I went to court on October the 1st. And it's under Kelly versus Crow Snow. For those who are not familiar, I've been having a year-long court scenario with my next-door neighbor. First, she destroyed my fence. I had to sue her. I won. Then she filed for an appeal, and the judge claimed I didn't prove my case. Because at that time, she had also filed for a restraining order and had filed an elder abuse claim against me, even though I hadn't done anything to her. But it was her, I guess, retaliation for suing her. And she was hoping I wouldn't show up, actually, at the other courthouse, you know, the appellate courthouse. And I did show up at that courthouse, and I had my lawyer give her a deposition date. That's where she's supposed to show and prove everything that happened. But she decided to weasel out of that by giving me this thing called a settlement agreement. And, of course, I refused to sign that settlement agreement because it occurred to me she wanted me to not show up at the, I guess, the elder abuse trial thing, because she said that, you know, she was willing to drop the case and drop the restraining order if I was willing to sign that settlement agreement and pretend like it never happened. Like, yeah, no, you don't want me to sign this piece of paper, or, you know, you don't want me to show up in that courtroom. That's why you want me to sign this. So, nope, not going to happen. We're going before the judge. And we did go before the judge, and I did disprove all the false allegations. Unfortunately, you know, they didn't arrest her for destroying my fence, even though it's against the law to destroy personal property valued at over $500. And they did not arrest her for committing perjury. You know, that line where it says you cannot commit perjury, you know, penalty under perjury or whatever. It's 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine, but nope, they're not going to arrest her. So, once again, I had to take her to court. And, well, anyway, long story short, I got the MP3 via email today, the audio of what took place in that courtroom. And I've been listening to it, and it occurred to me that I can listen to it as much as I want to now, because that judge, actually Commissioner Paul Bailey, he did such a great job. He really did. He managed to dissect every sentence in that declaration. And let me tell you, it was nice to hear the truth be revealed. And, well, as anticipated, she filed for another appeal, which takes place on January the 7th, 2019. And at this point in time, if for any reason that judge determined she had a right to lie and her grandson had a right to lie and the roommate had a right to lie, and, you know, all of a sudden, again, my win is thrown out, then at least I have the MP3 to console me. No, really, it's, you know, it's an audio book. and I transferred it to a USB stick, and I can play that thing in my car if I want to, full blast. Okay, maybe that would be mean, but yeah, modern technology, gotta love it. Audio via MP3. And now I gotta learn, because of modern technology being what it is, I gotta learn how to somehow turn that audio into text. So I'll try and figure this out by watching some videos on YouTube. But in the meantime, yeah, I'm gonna sit here and eat my ice cream and just be thankful that I have the audio of what took place in that courtroom on October 1st, 2018. Hey, it is Thursday evening. It is actually December the 20th, 2018. It's almost 11 p.m. Yeah, it is almost Christmas. About five more days to go. And, well, I'm all ready for Christmas. So all the presents are wrapped and under the tree, and everything's mailed, so everybody's going to get it on time. So I'm happy about that. But actually, I'm just sitting here eating some ice cream. And I currently have my flip camcorder via the USB uploading videos to the PC. For those who are familiar with the flip camcorder, yes, they're still around, even though you can't buy them anymore because, yes, they were discontinued about 5 years ago. And, well, I'm old school, so I really love the flip camcorder. And no, they're not paying me to advertise how great their product is. But I really, you know, if I could advertise it, I would. This camcorder is definitely, it's my favorite. I will never use another camcorder as long as I don't have to. No, really, as soon as I heard that Flip was being discontinued, Cisco actually was the last owner of Flip, I guess. There was two different owners. But at any rate, Flip, once it was announced that they were being discontinued, I bought as many of them as I could. And now if I see one on eBay, I buy it because it really is a great camcorder. For those of you who are not familiar with the Flip, let me give you a little insight on this little camera. You know, it is what is deemed an all-in-one device because it's inclusive. Everything you need is on this little thing, and it fits in your purse, in your pocket, goes anywhere, everywhere. It has a built-in USB, so you can upload the video to your computer, laptop, whatever. It runs on AA batteries. Yeah, that's probably the biggest selling point because you don't need to charge it. You know, just AA batteries. You can get those anywhere. At the supermarket, even 99 cents or wherever, you can get AA batteries. They're easy to come by. And it has built-in memory, 2 hours of built-in HD memory. Built-in memory. That means you don't have to buy an SD card. And after you shoot the video and you upload it, you know, save it, what have you, you can erase it, and now you've got all that footage again. So it's a reusable 2 hour memory that you can use. So yeah, it's a everybody that bought the Flip camcorder fell in love with it because it also has built-in video editing. That's right, it has a video edit program. So you don't have to purchase a video editing program. It is inclusive. Everything you need right there. And you can even, you know, hook it up to your TV set if you want to watch it on the TV set. But unfortunately, Cisco sold it. I just decided to go ahead and discontinue it. Not because it wasn't a great product, because as I've pointed out, it's a fabulous product. It really is. But because all the other, I guess, camcorder companies like Kodak and GoPro, they were one of the people that weighed heavily on the reason that Flip was discontinued. Because, you know, nobody was buying the GoPro. Nobody was buying the $300 camera that you also had to buy the $30 memory card for, that you also had to buy the extra chargers for, the point in all the other accessories. You know, it got to be a very expensive situation. And Flip, yeah, $100 out the door. Everything you need already included in it. And so it still works. I still use it. And right now, currently, yeah, my Flip camcorder is hooked up to my computer. I'm uploading the videos that I filmed this week. And then I'm going to edit them and then save whatever I make and then save it to my computer. And then upload them to YouTube. So yeah, I'm a big fan of the Flip camcorder, and I, you know, hope I never have to use any other type of camcorder. I mean, I feel I could probably use another type, but this one's got me spoiled. It really does, because it's so easy to use, and all I need is some AA batteries. So, you know, I can always get those. But, well, yeah, here it is, 5 days before Christmas, and I'm just sitting here playing on the computer and talking to Anchor. Merry Christmas! Well, almost Merry Christmas, right? I mean, we got a few more days here, but yeah, happy holidays! Bye for now.